to the Tranny Mammy Madness. Trans-identified biological male wins women's cycling event in Noctitlan, towers over second, third place competitors on the podium. Is this the same guy that's been winning all the oh, it's a different. So it's another guy that's figuring out, hey, I want to win medals. I can't beat any dudes, but I can beat the crap out of women. A biological male is one of women's cycling division in New Tenochtitlan City. I wish they would stop saying biological male. They're not biological. I mean, they are a man. If you want to anger the Tranny Mammy Zeitgeist, call them men. There's nothing that will anger them more than telling them, calling them what they actually are. And then telling anyone that wants to report on it, I'm going to call him what he actually is. And this also no adds to it. You know, it used to be back when I was a little children, if you beat girls up, if you slapped a girl, the other guys in the room would kick your ass. Now, men frequently wander into women's locker rooms and women's swim meets and bicycle races and weightlifting contests and physically maul the girls, steal their hardware, steal their bling, their trophies, and the men stand by with their hands in their pocket going like, hey, want to go to Starbucks? Get any clothes, cigarettes? Can I borrow one at the... You would have been known as a very bad character, one that certainly no one should be fraternizing with, if you hit girls. Hell, there are people now that want McClintock the movie, starring John Wayne and Maureen McCormick. I want to say that Amazon did. They stopped selling it. You can't get it anymore. Why? Because at the end, towards the end, John Wayne spanks Maureen McCormick. What happens every day in women's sports now? Women get spanked every day. And this isn't discouraged. Instead, we throw trophies and hang medals around the men's necks. At the Randall's Island crit number 3 over the weekend, transgender athlete Tiffany. See, there it goes again. The post-millennial is guilty of this. Stop reporting the story like they want you to. Transgender athlete, no. Fake woman stealing medals. What is Tiffany Thomas's real name? I want to know what his real name is, because that's what you should say as the name. Call them by their name, call them boys, call them thieves, call them bullies, and see how long this lasts. But the problem is we don't have the kind of men around at these high school and lower level events that will stand up for their own daughters. If I saw a boy walking onto the field and by the way, Reagan played golf for 2 years for Mandeville High School, and the boys and the girls would play at the same time. They started on different holes, and I saw the state championship St. Paul's boys play, and I saw the worst player on that team. The worst player on that team might have been able to put a little bit, would beat any girl in the state of Louisiana if they played from the boys' tees. Even a girl who was a 4-time state champion, Elise, who ultimately went on to go play on the LPGA Tour. She won a couple of championships. She would have been the only one that could compete, and she would have gotten beaten by him. If I'd have saw that boy, seeing that boy walking onto the girls' tee to go play as a girl with a wig on and some fake boobs, it would have been on. And I go on to that coach going, Coach, what are you doing? Hey, sir, you're not supposed to be here. Bull crap, I ain't supposed to be here. That's a boy. What is that boy doing on the girls'? If men would step up, this stuff would end. Thomas is a member of LA Sweat, a cycling group, and the women let him in the group? This is on them. Do you find out what his real name is? I'm just curious.
It's very difficult to find their real name.
Yeah, they do a good job of hiding their real name, of disguising.
Okay, his real name is Trent.
So call him Trent Post Malone. That's what we're going to call him on a Crusade channel. I need to get a memo out, not that they're doing it, to Janet Huxley and Celeste Youngblood, who's filling in for Janet this week. Don't call any tranny by their chosen fake chick name. Call them by their male name. Call them he. It's not trans. It's he. He's a robber. He's a cheat. He's a thief. And he's a bully to boot. If that was being broadcast, what I just said, they would be shamed into disappearing. You wouldn't hear from them anymore. They go back from whence they came to getting beaten by real boys or by real men. All right, so 35 minutes past the hour. Maggie is not giving me the signal, so I'm assuming that we haven't even gotten to the 10 tickets yet on the Golden Truth ticket. Oh, Maggie hasn't checked yet because I would love to go hang out with you with the pettifoggers in the chat room. And be debated and do what we used to do. And then I would love to also give a set of four Walsing and West Coasters, Slate Coasters away. But we got to get the 10 Golden Truth tickets.
One person
bought four, and that's where we're at right now. It's going to be a great day today. Sales.shop.mikechurch.com. As where we're at with that, you only have 2 days left, so 2 days to go. And last time when we did this on the second day to go, somebody called in and did that match with the tickets. I want to say we sold like 150 in the last 2 days. But I ain't going to negative. It is what it is. If there's no crusade Monday, we own a car. Fantastic. Somebody will own the car, and we'll be the recipients of a car note. So be it.
I already told you that didn't happen. I'll keep it.
Maggie says that didn't happen. Where is the story? Oh, here it is. I've been promising to do this. Don't you worry, Maggie. Cesare will bail us out. I'm telling you. This was his idea. He will come to the rescue at the last moment. Detransition girl sues Kaiser Permanente over gender transition gone wrong. I hope this repeats itself 1,000 times across the United States and the world, and I hope $1 billion is awarded. Layla Jane is an 18-year-old woman who began to identify as a transgender at age 11. Jane, at the time, wanted to transition to a male. Initially, doctors at Kaiser denied her any transition hormones, saying she couldn't take them after turning 16. However, doctors changed their minds, approved her request, and performed a double mastectomy on her when she was 13 years old. These weren't doctors. These are mad scientists. These are pedophiles who got off on physically mutilating precious little body of a 13-year-old child. When they're done losing everything that they own, and when their hospital is done losing some of what it owns, and certainly any prestige that it has, these doctors ought to be put on a physical criminal trial, stripped of all their medical credentials, put on trial, and then hopefully convicted by a jury of their peers and sentenced to spend a long time breaking rocks in a jail yard. That's what ought to happen.
Who's paying for these double mastectomies? Because the average cost is about $45,000. $40,000 to $45,000 is the average cost. So is insurance paying this? Are they footing the bill, or is the actual family or the kid? Or
Obama Biden care. Obama Biden care.
That's a lot of money.
Jane wrote on Twitter, "Mind-boggling to me that a doctor signed off on a double mastectomy for me before I took a sex ed course. I barely started eighth grade. I was 13. In a letter of intent to sue, her attorneys at Lamondry and Jana, LLP, accused the doctors of approving the breast removal surgery without performing an adequate evaluation and treatment of Layla's extensive mental health comorbidities. Well, that's a new one. According to the letter, Jane suffers from anxiety. Well, all little girls today, unless they're homeschooled, suffer from some form of anxiety, don't they? Unless they're homeschooled in a Christian or Catholic homeschool environment, they're all nuts out there. These doctors also pushed Layla and her parents down this transition path, engaging in intentional, malicious, and oppressive concealment of important information and false representations, the letter states. The lawsuit demands unspecified amounts of pay for damages related to her health issues during her transition period. Now, we know what happens to boys when they take the puberty blockers. If they start taking them before they start going into puberty at 10 and 11, which many of them are sentenced to do, then their biology stops developing. It stops at whatever age they start taking these very powerful and very lethal drugs. And even if they stop taking them, they will never recover. The adult male parts won't just start to grow. They were suppressed at the time when the body was making the hormones and the pituitary gland was going like, hey, little guy, I'm going to make you a much bigger guy. Ha ha. And the puberty blocker went, no, he wants to be a little guy. He doesn't want to be a big guy because he's going to be a girl someday. It'll be easier to cut off anyways and stuff. What does it do to girls? I don't really want to know the answer, but I guess at some point, biologically speaking, it will come to bear because girls are going to start suing too, because I do know that it is said that they become infertile. So what happens? I guess the ovary doesn't develop, or the fallopian tube or whatever doesn't fully develop, and it remains in its prepubescent form and can't ever develop after that. I'm wondering what these monsters are chemically doing to the girls. We know what they do to the boys. During an appearance on Fox with her attorney, Harmeet Dhillon, Jane said, I don't think I'm better off for the experience, and I think transition just completely added fuel to the fire that was my pre-existing conditions. Then a statement to the Daily Mail, Kaiser Permanente said that his doctors, listen to this BS, quote, practice compassionate, evidence-based medicine founded on sound research and best medical practices. If some child wanders in to a Kaiser Permanente and says, cut my left leg off, I want it removed. What? What's wrong with it? Nothing. But it's a female leg, and I don't want it. I want you to attach a male leg. Well, you want to be a $6 million man? You want bionics? No, I want someone to donate a male leg. I don't want this female leg. When you're done with that one, then do the other one. Would they remove the healthy appendage from the child without cries of malpractice and people screaming at the top of their lungs? What in the hell is wrong with you?
The people that think they're animals, are they going to start clipping ears and adding extra flaps and stuff?
Actually, they might start clipping. Remember the guy that dresses up like that thinks he's a Dalmatian? Yep. And actually has a master that walks him in Central Park? And get this, they made the Dalmatian suit. Maggie can find the picture and she can show you. They made the Dalmatian suit. It looks real. They made the Dalmatian suit so that there is a place where his male anatomy hangs out just like it would on a dog. And when that guy is walking, that freak, around New Tenochtitlan City or wherever it is that he's, I think it's in Central Park, he will actually lead him to a tree where he'll pick his leg up and he'll, you know what, or he'll micturate on the tree or on the bench or whatever. And the cops have seen this. They used to tell him they were going to arrest him for indecent exposure until the tranny memories came. Mm-hmm. And he's transitioning. You leave him alone. Listen to this from Kaiser Permanente. This is how these monsters justify. This is how they explain this away. When adolescent patients with parental support seek gender-affirming, see, they've changed that terminology now, gender-affirming care, the patient's care team carefully evaluates their treatment options. The care decision always rests with the patient and their parents, and in every case, we respect the patients and their families' informed decisions about their personal health. So again, if a child came in with its mother asking for her left leg to be amputated, Kaiser Permanente, as part of her gender-affirming care, would perform the amputation. That's what that just said. Or maybe it was a left eye. I don't like my female eye and my eyelashes. I want them removed. I want boy eyelashes and boy eyes. Oh, we can just cut your left eye out. Give you a patch. Make you a pirate. That'll make you a dude. Arr, matey. Arr, matey. Arr. I was a girl, matey. I was a little girl. But now me's a parrot, matey. See me patch. I'm being ridiculous here, as El Rushbo used to say, to illustrate absurdity. This is absurd. But the damage is being done to the children is permanent.